When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so as we look ahead to training camp a little bit, we know the George Pickens factor. He showed up to the mandatory stuff. Looks like he's like, hey, I'm going to be in Oxnard. That seems to be the plan. I was a little bit concerned that maybe there would be one of these last-minute leverage plays when you get to camp where he shows up like Micah did last year. He's there. He's not being fined. But, oh, we have some kind of soft tissue, something. It was the back for Micah last year. Oh, the back sore. Can't practice. He's here, but he's not practicing. Have you gotten any feel for what level of participation we're going to be getting here from George once we get to Oxnard?
Yeah, I talked to a couple of people in the organization yesterday who deal with George directly. And their thought, and listen, this is one of those situations that probably could be fluid, but their thought, their belief is that George Pickens will practice. That's going into, as we sit a month out, their thought is that George has not given them any indication that he won't practice. So I think once that we officially start, once the camp officially opens, you know, I think that George Pickens, very important year for him. And I think he realizes that. I think talking to people around the league about George Pickens, they absolutely love the talent. They're not so sure about the off-the-field stuff, and I mean that respectfully. I don't mean a guy that's an alcoholic or an abuser of any, you know, anything like that, a troubled guy. There's just some concerns like, is he a guy that kind of goes to his own beat here? And, you know, they love the player. They love to watch his tape. There were times, and we talked about this yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, and I think Cowboy Nation out there also realizes this. There was times where George Pickens was better than CeeDee Lamb last year. That's, you know, and we all love CeeDee Lamb, but there were times where George Pickens showed up in a big, big way. And George Pickens not really having a huge arsenal when it comes to route trees and things like that. George Pickens wins because he's able to separate by just his body type, his movement. You know, he's not a great route runner. We've talked about that. But there's people that will still be willing to look at George Pickens if, in fact, that you don't hear anything about him missing curfew, or you don't hear about him being late to meetings or missing meetings or anything like that. So a very important year for him. He needs to get in camp, needs to get on to a good start. And the indications from a couple of people I talked to in the organization who, like I said, who work with him daily, feel that he is going to be a participant in camp.
Okay, that's fantastic news for sure. Can't wait to see him out there. Can't wait to see how Clayton Adams tries to, you know, add to sort of his plate a little bit on what they ask him to do. And it seems like Clayton Adams is pretty, you know, pretty hell-bent on trying to get him to maybe move around a little bit more, put him on different sides because he could work out of the slot a little bit. I mean, he worked out of the slot a little bit more in Pittsburgh than he did last year with the Cowboys. I wonder if that's something that they can, you know, they can add as just another sort of weapon in the arsenal, where it's not just CeeDee Lamb being the guy that is the versatile chess piece that moves everywhere. And I don't think Pickens will ever get to the Lamb level of dominance where you can move him around and really dominate in the slot. But could that be just another wrinkle into this offense? That'll be one of the things that I'm most excited to see offensively in terms of how are they taking this thing into another gear. Are they just keeping Pickens as you're the true X and that's what you do? We know where you're going to be on every single play, or can they get him to move around a little bit? That'll be something I'll be looking for.
How comfortable is Pickens going to be? That's the question that we all have to ask ourselves. And I think the Cowboys have to ask themselves that question. How comfortable is George Pickens moving? How comfortable is George Pickens lining up on the right side of the formation? Dak Prescott goes into the snap count, and then all of a sudden George Pickens has to come across the formation, and then there's a different coverage on him. There's a different route he has to run. There's things that he has to kind of think about. The one advantage a guy like CeeDee Lamb has is he's very comfortable playing on the move. That is very clear. CeeDee Lamb, the more you move him, the more comfortable he is playing that way. And because, you know, you have to be very, very quick on your feet as a wide receiver. And listen, it happens on the other side on defensive backs. People go, why do guys not travel? Why do defensive coordinators not travel guys more? Because what happens when a guy goes across the formation, it changes everybody else's coverage. And so a lot of people don't want to have to, you know, take that chance. And so, you know, can Clayton Adams, can Brian Schottenheimer, can they do things to make George Pickens comfortable playing that way? And is it a situation where maybe you don't want him playing all that? They talk about it, you know, and maybe that's their answer for how they're going to get around some of the things that happened to George Pickens last year. But how much do you really want to take CeeDee Lamb out of the slot? That's a question that the Cowboys have to ask themselves, is that if you put George Pickens inside and have him running those routes and play in that position, how does it affect CeeDee Lamb? Does he have to go to another spot? You know, Ryan Flannoy seems like a very obvious X receiver. So if you're playing 11 personnel, what does that do with CeeDee Lamb? You know, are you hurting CeeDee Lamb? You know, I think George Pickens has to be comfortable, and I think George Pickens has to show he could be productive out of it in order to take snaps away from CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, yeah. And if I'm George, I'm looking at every single way that I can up my value, not only with the Cowboys, but around the league. So if I was George, I'd be in Clayton Adams' ear like, yeah, man, like, show me all the different ways that you would like to use me, and let me try and get this all figured out, because that could go a long way for him if he can show a little bit more in the way of versatility.
Versatility.
And of course, if he's just as productive as he was last year, then it's going to be a great season for him and certainly for the offense. But I do think that is something that Clayton Adams talks about, and I love it about Clayton Adams, because he's one of these guys that clearly is, I mean, the self-scouting aspect, I think he takes that very seriously. I'm sure a lot of Clayton Adams' offseason was built on, okay, studying what we did and how we can take it to another level. And then he's also the guy that is very, very cool, and he was open about this last week when he was talking about it to the media, and you see it in real time throughout the season, where you always want – they always talk about copycat league, and you see some of these innovators offensively. Is it McVay? Is it Shanahan? Is it Ben Johnson, Mike McDaniel, these guys that all of a sudden they're doing something offensively that you haven't really seen before. And we always wanted the Garretts and the Kellen Moores and the Mike McCarthys to be able to steal some of that stuff. And Clayton Adams seems like he's one of those guys that loves to do. I think Andy Reid was one of those guys, right, where he would send his team of coaches out, his offensive staff, hey, go study what everybody's doing out there in the football universe and come back to me with a couple of plays that you like. I feel like Clayton Adams is cut from that same cloth, and you see it where he mentioned, like, yeah, I don't want to be too rigid in what we do, because all of a sudden we could wake up in week 7 and see a team do something against our defense or see something around the league that we want to be able to implement. And so I do love the ever-evolving, the ever-changing nature of Clayton Adams, where he's not just cookie cutter, hey, this is what I do, and here we go. Let's hope we got the best players on the field and we can just outman this other team. He is always trying to push the limit. And so I think he's not going to stop doing that with George.
Do you feel like that Clayton Adams doesn't get enough credit? I mean, we're sitting there, all we're talking about for the last, say, 5 months has been, you know, Christian Parker.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But do you think that Clayton Adams didn't get enough credit for this offense last year?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. When you're not the play caller, you know, you're the offensive coordinator in title, but you see it's shoddy out there with the call sheet and he's making the calls. I do think that it gets lost a little bit on just the impact that Clayton Adams has. And it's always the new shiny toy, and that's Christian Parker for this offseason. Last offseason, I do think we were singing the praises of excitement and hope for what Clayton Adams was going to bring. But yeah, I do think we need to circle back on some of that and be like, yeah, you know what, Clayton, you met those expectations. We thank you for that. And now let's see if you can raise the bar even more. But yes, I do think Clayton Adams is – In the NFL and league circles, I think there's a ton of respect for him. It's Nick Sirianni picking up the phone and calling Shoddy like, yo, can I interview Clayton Adams to be my next OC? Absolutely not. Thanks for the time, though, Nick. I hang up the phone. So it's out there, and everybody knows that in the league. But from like a Cowboys fan base kind of thing, yeah, he might get lost in the sauce a little bit. But his impact – I mean, you really cannot overstate the impact that he has. Being the offensive line guy that he was coming in and being able to tie all of that together, your rushing attack and everything like that. Yeah, he's fantastic. I love that dude. I hope we get to sit down with him in Oxnard. I hope we get that opportunity because I want to pick his brain a little bit because the Cowboys are so blessed to have a guy like that, and he's helped Shoddy a ton.
Yeah, you know, we had an opportunity, and I went with the morning show out to the Combine. And that right there, I love, you know me, I love going to the Combine. Eric, I hope all our shows get to go to the Combine. It's a great place to broadcast from. We had a chance, if you would, go on 105.3 The Fan, and I think you could search back the interviews, or maybe on YouTube even, that we had with Christian Parker. That was a fabulous interview. And then we also got to interview Clayton Adams, you know, and he was really, really, really good too. So, you know, the opportunity, these are two really smart guys that I do think you're right about pushing, like, hey, let's not be this. Let's try and be this plus this plus that, you know. So always trying to evolve, always trying to push, always trying to be a little bit better than they were last game. And I don't think Clayton Adams gets nearly enough credit for the offense last year. I think we'd kind of talk about Schottenheimer. So I'll be honest though, too, there were a couple of games there where I felt like, could have used a little more here. But overall though, I think you have to be really pleased with what Clayton Adams brought to the offense.
No question. All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, presented by the On-Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Stars, and right here on Love of the Star. Please take advantage of this fantastic deal before we really get cranked up with the summer temperatures. You can schedule a first-time $59 AC tune-up and professional cleaning with the On-Time Experts. They'll take everything apart. They will get it all cleaned out because it's the dirt, the dust, the debris. Those are the number one killers of air conditioners. They clog the coils, choke the airflow, strain your system, and they lead to extremely costly breakdowns. So get ahead of it and let the On-Time Experts come in and remove all of that harmful buildup. And they'll take a couple hours. They'll get it all cleaned up. And when they give your AC a clean bill of health, they provide you with a no breakdown guarantee. You simply cannot beat that. So please go to theontimeexperts.com and schedule your $59 AC tune-up today. That is theontimeexperts.com. They will take care of you at the highest level. And you can go to...
While Eric does this read, he needs to turn on his microphone.
My apologies there.
Yes.
So it's the $99.
You got excited. You got excited about that read. I noticed that. It was
these mics, man. You're one button away from totally nuking the entire thing. But we love the on-time experts. You will love them too. $59 AC tune-up and a $99 drain clearing for the ground level of your home. And you will be very happy that you did that. Okay.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.